This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. You might know Joe Mazzaferro. His debut album came out in 2017, and he plays with a number of talented jazz artists. He is talented himself, and this really terrific gang of friends is going to get together in a concert this Sunday at the Clara Auditorium in Midtown Sacramento, part of the Vanguard Jazz Series at the Auditorium. Joe's in the studio with me to preview some of what's coming by listening back to some of what's in his past. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
So tell me about pulling together this gang and the friends that you have coming this Sunday.
Yeah, so over the summer I started planning sort of, I knew I wanted to put out my second quintet record, and I thought around this time is usually when the jazz festival at my school that I run the jazz program at, which is California State University, Stanislaus, we have our annual jazz festival. So I thought it'd be great to bring them out to serve as clinicians and guest artists, and then also tag them on a couple other performance opportunities, which is Clara Auditorium. And then on Monday, we'll be recording what will be on my next album.
So you have Chad Lefkowitz-Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Playing tenor sax, Joe Gilman
mm-hmm.
on piano, Rodney Whitaker on bass, and Carl Allen on drums.
Yes.
Any one of them in any configuration would
yes,
be great.
Absolutely.
But how do you reach out to friends like that and say, hey, would you play this gig with me and play my music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them have all been friends for a really, really long time. Rodney's the only one that I met a couple years ago working at a workshop, so I just invited him out and he agreed to do it. And but yeah, I've known Carl for about 4 or 5 years, and we've been pretty good friends, as well as Chad Lefkowitz-Brown, and of course Joe Gilman is a Sacramento legend. So
yeah, he composed the Insight theme for us.
Oh,
when
I didn't
the show
know that.
Went on the air. Let's talk about a little bit of the music from the album that you're going to be performing mm-hmm. this weekend.
Yeah, so the album is going to be called Only Time Will Tell. And my thought process behind the music, as I started thinking about what to do, it happens to be a lot of music that I've written about 10 years ago, or I started 10 years ago and abandoned things and then recently sort of finished them. So the idea is that this is music that I've been playing for a while, but it's also kind of evolved as the years have gone on. So some of the music that if you'd heard me play it 10 years ago, it's a lot different than it will be on Sunday.
Well, just to get a sense of it, here's one track. It is E for Eleonora.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a sense of the music, and you hear Joe Mazzaferro on trumpet there. This is going to be a fantastic concert
mm-hmm.
on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, so in terms of, mm-hmm. is with dot, dot, dot at the end, what kind of a concept in your mind?
So that was, Jeff Clayton was the featured artist on that recording, and he kind of encouraged me and kind of pushed me to do something. And so I didn't really have necessarily a mindset of what I wanted to do, but one of the tunes I wrote on the album is called In Terms Of, which I wrote for my mentor and very good friend, Patrick Langham, who's the director of jazz studies at University of the Pacific. And so that just seemed to fit the character of a lot of the music. So that's why I selected that as the album name.
What are all the different hats you're wearing right now? Because you're involved in a lot of projects.
I can't even keep track. So, you know.
What's your main gig?
So my main job is I'm the coordinator of jazz studies at Cal State Santa Claus. And okay. This is my eighth year there. And so I run the jazz program there, but I also run my own group. I write a lot of music, arrange a lot of music. I'm a member of the Capital Jazz Project, as well as the Sacramento Jazz Orchestra. I'm one of the co-founders, along with Steve Roach.
So the Vanguard Jazz Series has been continuing for a while and featured some wonderful music. If you don't know about this Midtown Sacramento series, whenever a concert comes up, for people who love live jazz, mm-hmm. it's just like the place to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's listen to a little bit more music. And by the way, after the kind of week we've had with all the political news, all the health and science coronavirus news, and all of the high-intensity action that's happening in the world, this jazz feels really good.
Yeah.
So here's Even When. A song titled Even When from Joe Mazzaferro's album In Terms Of. And that song's going to be played this Sunday?
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah. It's on the short list. But most of the music we'll be doing will be things that we'll be recording the next day. We'll be going to Oakland to 25th Street Studios to record.
So the concert is Sunday at Clara Auditorium in mm-hmm. Midtown Sacramento from 6:30 to 8. And again, it's Joe Mazzaferro featuring Joe Gilman, Rodney Whittaker, Carl Allen, and Chad Lefkowitz Brown. The next day, the recording that happens will be for an album titled Only Time Will Tell. Mm-hmm. And what do you think the whole pipeline timing for that will be?
That's a great question. if all goes well, I'm hoping for sometime this summer, but if not, probably early fall would be the release date. The last project I did, I had a core group of musicians. We did about five or six tracks and then added a couple more with a couple different groups to sort of highlight my writing. They're a little bit larger groups. And so the plan is to do that as well. We'll probably record six or seven tracks and then fill in with a couple other things.
How much recording time do you have booked on Monday?
I think the studio is scheduled for 10 hours. Probably won't use all of that, but
really?
We'll use a good chunk of it.
But just in one day, you'll record as much of the album as
mm-hmm.
you can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what talented professionals can do. Nice to meet you, Joe, in person and to have you here in the studio.
It's my pleasure.
Really glad to have your music as we wrap up this week. So we're going to end with one more. This is Wild Man. And again, the details for that concert at the Clara Auditorium are on our website at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're going to say thanks to Helen Barrington. She has spent most of the past year with our newsroom and with our Insight team. She is heading back home to Massachusetts. We're sending her off again with our gratitude and our very best wishes, Helen. Our producers are Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers are Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. More music now by Joe Mazzaferro. And thanks for joining us.